You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette. I'm Nicole Walton, and in the studio, I have Mr. David Sonny Lax and Veronica Spencer. And Mr. Lax is here. He is the keynote speaker for this year's Diversity Common Reader Program at NMU. The book is The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lax by Rebecca Skloot. So welcome, both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Mr. Lax, to give a little bit of a background on this, in 1951, your mother, Henrietta Lax, went to a doctor at Johns Hopkins who diagnosed her with cervical cancer and took some of those cells, which were cultivated and grew. They are uncountable at this point. Did she know about this? And does this instance, how does that fit in with the issue of experimentation on African Americans in the last century?
She didn't know about it at the time. But experiment, I guess, is basically the same.
What you're saying is that it isn't informed consent. That,
no.
Okay, and how do you feel about that, knowing your mother was part of that?
Well, I feel real good about that. You know, just to say that my mother was a part of something that's turned out to be experiment as far as checking out what she had done for the world. You know, the invention of polio vaccine and other stuff, you know, I feel important.
And so I should say that those cells were used in such things, as you said, the polio vaccine, chemotherapy, gene mapping, in vitro fertilization, and so many other things. How would your mother have reacted knowing that her cells are part of this?
Well, I think she would have reacted real good about this. You know, she was a giving person, so people tell me that, you know, she was a giving person, she liked giving things, and I guess she would really be glad about this.
Okay. And Veronica, you are our Henrietta Lax's
great-granddaughter.
Yeah. How do you feel about this whole process?
Well, it's basically a difference between the older generation and what consider the younger generation feel. I'm happy that the book came out, but the book kind of leaves us in a place called Laxtown in Cloverland, Virginia, in this shed. A lot of people in the family want people to know that we're very educated and that we're all, you know, doing something different, especially the older generation has pushed the younger generation to go to college. So most of us are in college, whether it's universities, community college, we're finishing schools with AAs, bachelors, and masters, and we're all pushing for something different.
So has the family benefited from the research done on these cells at all?
No, we haven't benefited at all. It seems like everyone else is benefiting but the family. We're watching our older generation have to struggle to kind of make it to the age of senior citizen, to become a senior citizen, to get, you know, some health insurance, and it's a billion-dollar corporation out here with my grandmother's cells. So it's kind of frustrating. Like, so only thing we can do is we can learn and we can try to push on and do something for ourselves. We try to get out there, go to school, and get better jobs so that we don't have to worry about that.
Do you think that your family should have benefited from this?
Absolutely. It's a billion-dollar corporation. At the minimum, at least healthcare, it was something that was taken from us without our permission. And then not only was it taken from us, they went back and they said, well, hey, we just want to check the kids of Henrietta Lax and see if they have what their mom died from. But in all actuality, there was a widespread in the labs and it was cross-contamination. These cells were on lab coats, on everything. In order to contaminate, in order to get them from contaminating everything, they had to see see where it came from. So I felt like if you didn't feel like you done nothing wrong, why keep lying about it? Why come up with acronyms and call her Helen Lane or Henry Lawson when you knew she was Henrietta Lacks? Like, if you didn't, we always was taught you done nothing wrong, then you don't have nothing to lie about.
So, Mr. Lacks, were you experimented on as well, you and your brothers and sisters?
Well, you can say that John Hawkins came and took samples of our blood and our tissues without us knowing. You know, they told us that they was taking our tissues just for helping our family in later date. But we found out later date that they was testing to see if we had the same genes that our mother had.
Okay. And what about privacy? How do you feel? From what I know, the genome was put on the internet for everybody to see.
Yes. Oh, my.
So how do you feel about this?
Well, privacy, I would say, it's no privacy as far as that concern. It's not. It's a known thing that is out there. The HeLa cell is out there. So we accept the fact that they have it everywhere now.
It's a big thing because when we heard about the genome, you know, it was great because Rebecca came to us and she said, well, I just want to let you know what's going on. And, you know, from there, you guys can make your own decisions of what you want to do or whatnot. She's very involved or whatnot in keeping us informed with things of that nature. So when we heard about the genome on there, it's just to think technology has upgraded a trillion times since my grandmother's been born or whatnot. So here you got this genome on the computer and it has all these alphabets. To a regular person who looks at it, okay, it looks like nothing. But to students who are so eager to know about Henrietta Lacks, to scientists who knows what genomes is, you now with technology, they can just copy it and they could put it into a Wikipedia and paste it, and they'll tell them every detail of my grandmother's personal life. They'll tell you if we have cancerous cells, breast cancer, things of that nature. Like, certain things, like, it's opening doors and it has invaded our family's privacy because, you know, whatever my grandmother may have, it could be genetic and we could have the same thing. So certain things should just be kept to ourselves or at least give us the option of saying yes or no. And from the beginning of time, from my grandmother all the way to now, people forget to give us our own options and say, hey, well, you can or can I, may I? You know, it's just the courtesy that we feel like should be extended to us.
So, Veronica, how do you feel knowing that your great-grandmother's cells will likely outlive you?
It's awesome. It really is. Like, wow. Like, somebody, like, she's not physically here on Earth, but she's still here on Earth. Like, that's just amazing within itself. It feels like she's still with us. Like, she just had to keep watching over us. Like, my mama Barbara, she had got sick, and she always tells the girls, she says, I'm not leaving this earth because I don't trust you guys by yourself. So it kind of makes me feel like my grandma Henrietta's just like, I don't trust you guys on your own, so I'm going to keep here and I'm going to watch over you guys. So it's awesome.
So, Mr. Lacks, has this affected how you look at life or what you consider to be life in any way?
No, it hasn't affected me as far as that is concerned. You know, I just look at it like as an experiment. The HeLa cells is, I just guess it's great, you know, and I just go along with what they're doing with it. That's all.
And what will be your main message tonight at the keynote address?
Well, my main message would be the HeLa cells. You know, what is the HeLa cells? You know, where it comes from? You know, that would be my main message.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mr. David Sonny Lacks, and you're the son of Henrietta Lacks,
yes.
About whom was written The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks by Rebecca Skloot, and Veronica Spencer, the great-granddaughter, thank you very much for joining me.
Yes.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And the presentation takes place at 7 p.m. in room 102 of Jamrich Hall. That's tonight.